From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio on Monday called an explosion that rocked New York's Port Authority bus terminal an act of terrorism. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill said the blast occurred at approximately 7:20 a.m. in a below-ground walkway near Times Square.
Responding units found an injured 27-year-old male. We've identified him as Ikeet Ula. He had burns and wounds to his body. Preliminary investigation at the scene indicates this male was wearing an improvised, low-tech explosive device attached to his body.
The New York Fire Department also confirmed three other injuries, all non-life-threatening. The European Union disapproved of U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, holding Jerusalem as the capital of both Israel and Palestine. The EU will continue to follow international consensus on Jerusalem, on the Jerusalem issue, until it is settled through peaceful negotiations, that according to EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini.
We believe that the only realistic solution to the conflict between Israel and Palestine is based on two states, with Jerusalem as the capital of both.
She said the European Union will increase its work together with its international friends and partners, but also with those in the region. Turkey's armed forces said its warplanes hit Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, targets in northern Iraq Monday and killed 29 of the group's militants. The army said in a statement it believed the PKK fighters were preparing an attack on Turkish border posts from the Hakkurk and Mateena regions in northern Iraq. Follow Voice of America on social media platform for stories, pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News. The UN's Children Fund says the explosion of digital technology and growing internet access holds both benefits and risks for children. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund reports one in three internet users around the world is a child. Despite this huge and growing online presence, UNICEF says little is known about the impact of digital technology on children's well-being, and little is being done to protect them from the perils of the digital world. UNICEF Director of Data Research and Policy, Lawrence Chandy, tells VOA the internet can be a game changer for children. At the same time, he says the internet poses many risks. These include the misuse of children's private information, access to harmful content, and cyberbullying. Chandy says criminal digital networks make children vulnerable to some of the worst forms of exploitation and abuse, including trafficking and online child sexual abuse. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Scuffles broke out on Monday between hundreds of protesters and Catalan police outside the Museum of Lleida. A Spanish police operations were involved to remove 44 disputed artworks that took place inside the cultural that were placed inside the cultural center. Miller Sega has more.
A Spanish judge ordered the pieces to be returned to Aragon last month. Spain has made the move under its current direct rule of Catalonia following the dismissal of the Catalan government in November. The 44 artworks in question are part of a larger collection removed from the Sigena Monastery in Aragon during the Civil War and then taken to Catalonia. After years of complaints, Spanish judges last year ordered that the artworks must be returned. The protesters, some of them sympathizers of Catalonia's pro-independent parties, arrived in the early hours on Monday in a move to prevent the operation. Millar Sega, VOA News.
The U.S. State Department charged that President Nicolas Maduro is pushing Venezuela deeper into dictatorship by declaring that opposition parties will be barred from next year's presidential election. Maduro made the statement after opposition parties boycotted mayoral elections held Sunday on the grounds voting would not be transparent. Maduro is running for re-election in 2018. Brazil's federal police are serving 14 search warrants on Monday in connection with a bribery probe implicating meatpacker JBSSA and tax authorities. The raids are based on a plea bargain testimony by JBS executives who suggested that $49 million in bribes were paid to speed up the release of tax credits to the company. JBS said in an emailed statement to Reuters News that the tax credits received by the company were legitimately owed to it. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.